Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Calhoun, Georgia, at a ribbon cutting at the Halsted / Metro Floor Design Center, and I'm with Harlan Stone and Russ Rogue. Guys, good to be with you.
Good to have you here with us. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Kemp.
Kemp, thanks for coming.
All right, so you're cutting a ribbon, and this is a operations center, a marketing support center, a call center. Talk about what this building will serve in your business.
I think most of the facilities that we have here in Calhoun, Kemp, have been ones that provide service and infrastructure support, whether that be inventory, technical support. In some cases, we sell adhesives and sundries and other support materials from our locations here in Georgia. But up until this point in time, we haven't really had a facility that could be used as a showcase where we could bring our distributors' customers, architects, designers, end users, and so forth to really show off new products, new innovations, new technologies, and really immerse those clients of ours in the world of LVT. So the unique thing about this new design and innovation center is that it really is a showcase venue, whereas up until this point, most of our facilities have been more behind-the-scenes infrastructure support type facilities.
Well, let me just tell you, because this is audio, I'm impressed just walking up here. It's a beautiful facility, metal, glass, artwork on the walls, polished concrete today, but I'm thinking that you're going to cover that soon with LVT. And I noticed one other thing. I know across the street you had a couple years ago, 2011 or so, you rolled out a LEED Platinum facility, and this facility is a Green Globe facility. Is that right?
That's correct, and I'll probably ask Harlan to speak to this. It was actually just a few months after I joined the Metroflor organization that the LEED Platinum building was opened and unveiled, and I was fortunate to be here for that ribbon cutting ceremony as well. And then now we're here in a new facility that is a Green Globes certified building, three globes. But it was really Harlan who chose to not only make the commitment to having buildings that were erected with the environment in mind, but also to frankly support both organizations that also support these types of construction projects.
Green Globes is a viable alternative to LEED, and we are happy to see the competition between differing systems to which you can become accredited to have a sustainable building. Mm-hmm. We love our Platinum building, but we are very happy that we built a Green Globes building and achieved the three globes at a much more affordable rate than we did with the LEED building. So competition always brings out good things, and I know for a fact we are the only campus in Georgia that has a Platinum LEED building across the street from a Green Globes 3 building. And this competition is something that will only bring out the best and bring out the best for our customers and for the industry to become more and more sustainable.
Harlan, most people know what Halsted / Metroflor is. Just give us a quick elevator speech real quick. I mean, you've been in the LVT business since the 60s, I believe, so just refresh our listeners' memory.
We started in this business. My father is the founder of this operation, and it's been over 50 years, and we have our various brands, Metroflor being our LEED brand. We also have the Aspecta brand, which you know Kemp very well from Neocon. And we also have do some private brands like the Allure brand that you'll see in Home Depot as well as others. So our position is we want to be able to use our branding to meet the needs throughout the entire flooring community.
Well, you have products with striking aesthetics, and as you've done with these brands, you are focusing on different sectors. And let me remind our listeners a couple more brands. I mean, the Connecto brand on the residential side was the first overlapping LVT product, which made it a floating DIY product. And you also have, just recently, we talked about IsoCore, which is your engineered LVT or WPC product. So you have a lot of intellectual property in addition to the aesthetics, right?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, we hold our intellectual property in an offshore entity in Ireland because we have so much of it, and we need a full-time manager just to manage our various trademarks, our various brands, our various patents, and our voluminous amount of copyrighted patterns. So we believe deeply in committing and investing in the intellectual property aspect of flooring, and this makes us a leader. Mm-hmm. And we are proud of it. And yes, you mentioned a lot of them. And don't forget also Engage, our Click LVT brand, which has also had a great success.
Well, one of the things I got to give you credit for as far as this branding before we leave the topic is that globally, you're well known. You go to other trade shows, whether it be Germany or China, and you see these companies, and they're there under different names. This Aspecta brand, that's a global brand that you've rolled out.
It is indeed. As a matter of fact, just this past week, I was able to address a conference in Johannesburg, South Africa, where we had 100 architects from the Pretoria Architectural Institute, super excited about Aspecta. I was on the phone with Australia just the other day talking about a huge specification for Aspecta at the largest retail chain in the Southern Hemisphere. And my brother and one of our associates are flying tomorrow to Colombia, South America. So our reach is in every continent, every day.
Okay. Well, it's a real quick question I like to ask this. Tell us a little bit about business conditions in the U.S. specifically.
We love 2015. We're seeing things turning very favorable. Obviously, we all know that the builder market is back. We see innovation once again being the trump card, and maybe that in the last couple of years there was excessive competition, which put focus away from the innovation, and we're seeing the focus back on it. And our distributor partners, our retail partners are all excited to see where this year's going, and so far, so good.
You know, I hardly go a week without some analyst from New York or somebody that's trying to learn about the flooring business. They call me and they ask about this LVT. It is the hottest category in the business.
No question. LVT is growing at a 17 to 18% rate. You know, there's a reason that that smart guy, our neighbor here in Calhoun, spent all that money to buy IVC. That this is a category that will continue to grow. The capacity increase will be appropriate to the demand in the marketplace. And remember, it's a residential product. It's a commercial product. It's a DIY product. It's a professionally installed product. It has all those features, and that helps give it a much broader market appeal than a lot of other hard surface flooring.
And it fits right in that price point above what I call commodity flooring, and gives the end user a wow floor without having to invest necessarily in mined stone or cut down trees, right?
Correct. So the benefits, the aesthetics have become richer. The size and the scope of the product has become bigger, broader, and we have an opportunity to really capture high-end looks at an affordable price with an easy install. So it's a great combination.
So, Russ, we've got a big ribbon cutting today. Tell us real quickly who you have here and what you're going to do with your guests while they're here in Calhoun.
Yes, Kemp, as you noted, we have really all of our distributors here visiting with us to celebrate the ribbon cutting and the grand opening, but we have asked those distributors that represent particularly the Connecto and Engage brands to stay over an extra evening with us so that we can have a business session tomorrow. We wanted to take this opportunity, since everybody was kind enough to travel here and join us for today's event, to also make it productive. So we intend to showcase and launch really a variety of new designs that will go into our Connecto portfolio later in the fall. You mentioned another category previously, which is IsoCore. IsoCore is the new platform on which we will be mounting LVT. We certainly showcased at Neocon a product that was called Aspecta 10. But for our non-Aspecta clients, or those that would use a product that would be perhaps of a lesser platform, we're going to have a product called Engage Genesis. So tomorrow will be the first time that all of our distributor partners will see us take the wrapper off of the new Genesis product tomorrow.
All right, great, guys. Good to be with you. I know you got to get back to your crowd. Again, been talking to Harlan Stone, CEO, and Russ Rogue, president, with Metro Floor and Halstead, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.